The cracks of the bats in pregame practice at Fenway Park this past summer were as crisp as ever, but even then, it was obvious last year's World Series champion Boston Red Sox wouldn't even make it to this year's playoffs, which start next week. But there was something else you could count on. The click of a cane down treacherous stone steps heralds the arrival of WBZ sports reporter Johnny Miller.
Oops, careful.
Who comes onto the field to cover the Red Sox, as he has most Boston pro teams for 42 years.
Do you ever get tired of this?
No. I really enjoy it, Robin. That's Mike Napoli. Hi, Mike.
And yes, the voice he greets players like Mike Napoli with is somewhat distorted by cerebral palsy.
What happens when a player first comes in?
I'm the first one to interview him, and I'm aggressive.
You are aggressive, I know. But do they want to understand your situation?
No, what happens, I explain to him probably after the first interview, if you can't understand me, say something and I will repeat it.
Johnny's upper body now bends over his cane so that he resembles a walking question mark, which is appropriate because that's what he is. In the scrums that form in locker rooms and around players and managers, he does most of the interviewing here.
You dog, Johnny.
That's player Johnny Gomes. Johnny Miller told me he'd be traded for younger guys in a few days, and he was. But on this day, I asked Gomes about this 65-year-old reporter.
Yeah, he's like Iron Man. He can give you some tough questions at times, but,
he doesn't hold back.
No, he doesn't. Not much of a filter, but I'm okay with that. That guy's grinding, just to interview us. We should do our job to grind and try and get a win.
Well, really, I start preparing when I wake up in the morning. I read all the papers I can, and I still can't believe the young reporters do not even read the papers.
A lot of people don't understand that when you're there in the locker room, you're surrounded by a scrum. Sometimes your answers might be picked up by...
All the time, Robin. All the time.
And that rubs you.
Yes, it does. And also... What happened last week really rubbed me wrong, too.
Here he's referring to an incident in which some radio sports jocks denigrated a female reporter.
Disgusting. It's not so hard, Robin, to have some class and dignity. Well, I have to go in the clubhouse.
Let's go.
Now.
It'll be one of the many climbs we make to the clubhouse, the locker room, and to manager John Farrell's pregame press conference. Fenway is a labyrinth. We make our way up ramps and stairs. The big question everyone wants to ask manager Farrell is, will a player named Shane Victorino play today?
And then afterwards, hopefully, I will get something with Victorino, who's been on the disabled list for about 2 months.
A lot of walking.
By the time we get to the interview room, we're sweating.
What do you have as I ask the first couple of questions?
You're like the Helen Thomas
in
the interview room.
Yes, I think Howard Ellman called me that.
Really?
Yes, at the AP. John, can you please talk about Shane Victorino return tonight?
Yeah, he's played the last couple of days consecutively in Pawtucket.
Knowing that Johnny's going to ask the first question of every press conference, whether it's pregame or postgame, I actually look forward to the interactions with him. He's not one to ever shy away from a difficult question, an embarrassing one. And to see what Johnny deals with himself but never takes away from his attitude about what he's doing today, it's a breath of fresh air.
Now it's back down to the field. The park is coming alive. Johnny hands off his sound to a WBZ on-camera reporter. The station will use it without Johnny's voice. He'll wait for Victorino.
Okay, good. So I don't have to stay?
No.
Thank you. So I can go back to the station?
Yes.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, bye, Robin.
Oh, you're my dad.
Yeah, always do.
How much longer do you think you can do this?
Oh, about 30 years, Robin. Now, Sid Hartman in Minnesota, 95, and he's still going strong.
Suddenly, the player they've been waiting for appears in the dugout. He's surrounded by about 36 reporters. Johnny begins the interview.
Shane, how excited are you about tonight?
Hey, this is what it's all about. You work hard.
And then ends the interview when Victorino leaves, but Johnny's fellow reporters seem fine with that. One called him our leadoff hitter. In the press box, he sends back more sound.
Yes, hi, Charlie. I just mailed you Victorino.
Okay, great.
and fills out paper scorecards like he's done since he was 10. Is that when you knew that this is what you wanted to do?
I would say when I first started to read the papers, probably about 59, 60, when I was 10 years old, that got me hooked. And I listened to all the games on the radio. I played the game every day.
Even with, you know, what some would say is a disability that might keep you?
Well, I play. I couldn't hit. But Cedric Maxwell called me Dwight Ozzie Smith. I could field.
Cedric Maxwell, the great basketball player.
Yes. But I still remember the two balls I really got, and I hit home runs. I still remember those.
The game starts off rough. Mike Napoli boggles a play.
And the play went right in front of him. Dumb base runner.
But then a couple innings later, hits a home run.
That just made my job easier.
A home run?
Yes, I can talk to Napoli.
During downtime, they talk up the game. For instance, is a pitcher risking his arm?
It's stupid. Let him do that.
Jimmy Pienso hurt his arm in 55 in a throwing contest with Willie Mays that year.
And I was sitting right out there with my dad when that happened.
Do you think sometimes Johnny can be a little too honest?
Yeah. Yeah, but we love it because he's not afraid of anything.
Johnny Miller is generous to a fault with charities, former teachers, friends from camp, and sports writing icons like Clark Booth, who he credits with getting him this job 42 years ago. I asked if he ever worried then that because of the cerebral palsy, it wouldn't happen.
No, not really. I just, my philosophy is still outwork everybody. And I feel I have to do that. That's one of my philosophies. And right now, I think I'm still the hardest worker, you know, one of the hardest workers in here. I look around, and same thing when I was playing ball. People with more talent waste their talent. I don't have that luxury, so I have to work harder than everybody else. When I was growing up, there were two kids who were great athletes, but they didn't care. They just fooled around. I still remember shaking my head and wishing I had that talent, being so athletic.
Well, but Jim, you have something else.
I think I have a big heart and a lot of desire to succeed and to be the best.
The crowd is singing the seventh inning anthem when Johnny starts making his way back to manager Farrell's press conference. He's got to be there to ask the first question. The win this night, not enough.
The Red Sox, first in the final six of the season.
Fast forward to this week. The Red Sox end their erratic season out of the playoffs. They'll be back next year, and so will the one constant.
Ortiz spoke exclusively with WBZ Radio's John Miller about the season that wasn't.
It's hard to believe, you know, you win the World Series year before, and all of a sudden you are 20-some games behind first place.
Big Papi, talking to Johnny Miller, most beloved broadcaster you probably never heard of. Three more Sox games this season to say goodbye to the Yankees' Derek Jeter. Then Johnny gets ready for basketball, and we get ready to start covering the playoffs. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now.